One October, back in about 1977, I was in Nashville, Tennessee, at the Country Music Association's annual Disc Jockey Convention. The DJ convention was an event where all the country DJs would converge on Nashville, and the record labels would stage these elaborate showcases so the DJs could meet the artists, hear all of the big hits, and get a sneak preview of what the new recordings were going to be that the artists would be releasing. I had been attending a showcase at the Hermitage Hotel, and the Hermitage is in downtown Nashville, still there today. It's one of those hotels that's kind of a throwback to the early 20th century. It has a huge, expansive lobby with frescoed ceilings and polished marble floors, crystal chandeliers, and lots of brass railings. It had a men's room with marble fixtures and an attendant who would hand you a clean towel when you were exiting. And just outside the men's room was a big oak shoe shine stand. And so on this cold, damp October night, I stepped outside the Hermitage Hotel and decided that I would hail a cab for a ride back to the motel where I was staying on Fessler's Lane, which was on the outskirts of Nashville at that time. Well, I saw a taxi coming down the street, so I stepped to the curb and hailed him over. And as I reached for the door handle to get into the taxi, I heard a voice behind me say, "That's my cab." And I looked around to see an elderly woman stepping out of the Hermitage Hotel, and she said, "I called for that cab, that's my taxi." So I held the door open and I let her get into the cab, and as she climbed in, she looked back at me and she said, "Well, maybe we can share the cab. Where are you going?" So I told her that I was going to this motel on Fessler's Lane, and she said that it was actually on the way and she wouldn't mind, if I didn't mind, that we shared the taxi. So I climbed into the back seat of the cab with this older woman. And as we drove through the wet streets of downtown Nashville on that cold October night, she asked me if I was in town for the disc jockey convention. And of course I said yes I was. I was playing in a country band at the time, and we were going to perform at some showcases, and I also explained that I was interested in a career in radio. Well, she said that since I was interested in country music, that perhaps I knew her son. So, of course, I asked who her son was, and she said Hoyt Axton. And so I was thrilled that I had an opportunity to meet the mother of one of my big heroes, Hoyt Axton. And we talked about his music and some of the songs that he had written, like The Pusher Man for Steppenwolf. And he had written Joy to the World, which Three Dog Night had turned into a big hit. And she introduced herself as May Axton. Well, she revealed to me that she was also in the music business, which I did not know. She said that she had written some songs and had some moderate success with some of those songs. Asked me if I'd ever heard of a song called Heartbreak Hotel, which of course was made popular by Elvis Presley. Of course, I'd heard of Heartbreak Hotel. So that was one of my first brushes with celebrity, when I met Hoyt Axton's mother, May, who was the composer of the Elvis Presley hit Heartbreak Hotel, as we rode in a taxi through the cold, rainy streets in Nashville, Tennessee.